jibba jabba.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
All right, I apologize. We were going to play this a second ago. On the Regis Philbin Show with Kelly Ripa, they dress somebody up every day like Bigfoot.
Right.
Today it was a woman. And please listen to Regis, the very homophobic Regis.
I believe the title of this should be Gender Confusion.
Let's roll it.
Gilman, I don't want to say anything, but I think that was our first gay Yeti. Swear to God. Look, very delicate running across the stage there.
No. That was Susan Ramsey.
Nice lady.
Oh,
Oh, sorry.
Where's she from?
She's from Killin, Alabama.
Killin, Alabama. Okay, Susan, nice to have you here.
She did have a directional problem, though. She almost ran straight for the audience.
And her partner there, Patty Foote, is from Muscle Shoals.
But you got to hear the beginning again.
Yeah.
And also, while listening, listen to Gelman laughing as hard as he can.
It's his comedy. It's his comedy, though.
Because Regis is saying someone effeminate is jumping across the stage.
Thinks it's a guy.
Here we go.
Gelman, I don't want to say anything, but I think that was our first gay Yeti. Swear to God. Look, very delicate running across the stage there.
No, that was Susan Ramsey.
Oh,
that's your big bitch.
The Don and Mike Show. Yeah.
Not to change the topic, but have you had a colostomy lately?
That is so true, Dick.
Well, what have we here? Never a chore. The Don and Mike Show.
Barack Obama.
Shut up.
One Prozac a day. You got it. We'll hear this Joe tape in a moment. Play a game. You get a chance to win some dough here on the show.
All right.
Bobby Knight resigned.
How do you feel, really? I mean, the same day you make your big announcement, the general going into the sunset.
I have got to feel that it's a good sign, Mike.
Kindred spirits.
An omen. I think so.
I just think that he will have free time, and you will have free time.
I'm there for him.
And I could see. How are you? I know you've always been kind of anti-hunting, but I would say maybe duck hunting is in your future.
I'd do it.
You do it with the general.
Some Jack. You get me some Jack. You get me one of them orange hunting jackets.
You're drinking Jack out of a little tin cup. We're just waiting for the mallards.
Michael Lawrence Source and Robert Montgomery Knight.
Yes.
That's how I'll be the corporal, he'd be the general.
What if he gets mad at you and does that kind of questioning arguing that he does, You missed the mallard, didn't you? You were trying to shoot it, you were doing it. Now what was the problem there?
That's part of the magic.
That's part of the magic. That's what you're saying. It's part of the magic, but it didn't work for you this time, did it?
I want the backhand.
You want the backhand.
I live for the backhand.
That's what you live for, but you're not going to get the backhand because you missed the mallard.
He's done. He's out.
He throws a chair at the duck.
I love today on ESPN when they're citing that he's the winningest college basketball coach. Excuse me.
I didn't know that.
Of all time. All they show over and over again is him either pulling the kid's hair or throwing the thing. And they did show the great clip about bury me upside down so my critics can kiss my ass.
Bury me upside down and my critics can kiss my ass.
Yeah, there he goes.
And, of course, let's not forget the recent tape of Bobby Knight when he was firing the shotgun in his backyard and having the argument with his neighbor.
I still think the best Bobby Knight quote ever, one to Connie Chung.
Uh-huh. Oh, yes.
He's such an idiot.
He is an idiot.
If rape is inevitable.
He got in trouble for that one.
Just lay back and enjoy it.
That was back in the days before there were these controversies every other month. That one lasted the whole year.
That was before the intranet and everything else.
I want they bury me upside down.
My critics can kiss my ass.
The general.
And his poor son. His son got the job.
Right.
His son is mainly famous for having his
Son Ted.
Ted Knight.
Let's line up on there.
What a frisk at the head.
It all started at a little basketball court in Fresno, California.
His son played for him, and there's some tape of Bobby Knight smacking him, too.
Talk about being prepared to be a coach in any level, having Bobby Knight as your father. That would be a lot of fun.
Feel bad for that Giants guy, the guy on the offensive line for the Giants who's married to Coughlin's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
How'd you like that? That dude, not only is he your head coach, he's a son of a bitch as your coach. He's your father-in-law.
Do you think that when he's off the field, do you think that man has mellow moments?
No.
You look at him and you just don't think. No. I mean, really. Where the hell is the Special K? Where's the Special K?
Can't you picture Tom Coughlin sitting in church going, God damn it! It's 5 minutes until midnight! Midnight mass starts 5 goddamn minutes early. You should. I don't care if the effing priest is outside.
You know, Letterman.
You got that stupid 5 minute rule.
Letterman was funny because he did the whole, in his own Letterman way, the whole recap of the Super Bowl. And when he talked about the Green Bay game, he said, and the Giants have this coach who's just crazy. And when he went to Green Bay, you know how Letterman does the Letterman speak?
Right.
When he went to Green Bay, his face froze. His entire face froze, and they couldn't help him. So they're putting hot towels on his face. And I remember at the end of that Green Bay game looking at Tom Coughlin and say, what in the F is wrong with his face? Because his face is bad enough to start with.
It was Vaseline'd up.
You think so?
No, I know so.
And they put Vaseline on it?
They put Vaseline on all of their arms and their faces.
Who's got worse face problems?
And their butts.
Tom Coughlin.
And the inside of their butts.
Uh-huh. Tom Coughlin or John McCain? Who has the worst skin?
John McCain.
It's hard to say.
John McCain, but that might be because of torture.
Right. Yeah, you got to give him the free pass on that. Fair one.
Enough. You got to say this about Bobby Knight. When he threw that chair, and I've never met the man, I sent him a letter.
You've corresponded with him.
I sent Bobby Knight a letter.
You did.
Way back when he threw that chair.
Right.
And he sent me a letter back that said, thank you for your support. Not a lot of people are supporting me at this time.
Which is really a better response than you've gotten from certain other a-holes in sports.
Jim McMahon.
That you've idolized.
And
you know?
I still have the letter from Bobby Knight on my wall at home. Because it's so great. University of Indianapolis.
Well, I just think it's going to be a good idea if you reach out to him. I think that would be a lot of fun.
Now's the time.
But you do have to realize that his hobby. I think he likes shooting things just about as much as basketball.
I mean, like playing Madden with me. I bet he'd like watching porn with me.
But really, number one, it's going to have to be shooting sports.
Old-fashioned shooting sports.
Who mentioned Shatner here a second ago?
I did.
Somebody did.
I think off air I was talking to you. I said, John McCain's got the weepy eye just like Shatner has.
Do you know that the Shat almost went belly up? He had, where is this from? The National Enquirer. Yeah. On January 25th, he had hip replacement surgery and came very close to, you know, bye bye.
Oh, like infection, or is it really
Billy Shatner?
Great.
Shatner got the message. He's dropping weight and taking care of himself. His heart stopped beating after he was brought into the hospital for erratic heartbeats. For a few seconds, it looked like he might die on the table.
Wow!
Really? All because of hip replacement?
Hip replacement that his heart went crazy, and they thought they're going to lose him, and then he's okay.
Glad he's okay.
Oh, we
he's
love okay. us the Shatner. We really do. I hope he gets better.
Are you ready for next year's Dancing with the Stars?
Dancing with the Stars. Have they laid out the groundwork yet?
They sure have, Mike. How about I'll throw it out, and you see if you can guess. Okay?
All right. And then you'll play the music, and you'll know my answer because I'll put it in the music bed.
Oh, well, Buzz, this will be a great game. We'll see it. You guess, and then Michael do the follow-up.
All right.
Yep.
Let me see. She allegedly banged Greg Brady.
I don't know.
Florence Henderson.
Florence Henderson, yes, the mother on the Brady Bunch. Ah. But, yes, it was incest is best. And hopefully we'll have some on Dancing with the Stars. I'm the self-loathing Tom Bergeron.
There's another one for you, Buzz.
All right.
The hottest piece of ass on the TV show Family. We used to mention her all the time on the show.
Oh, Christy McNichol.
Yes!
Christy McNichol. When Don and Mike play strip trivia, if a woman says she resembles Christy, they don't play with her because she's ugly. I'm Dancing with the Stars.
Who are you?
I'm the self-loathing Tom Bergeron.
Ready for a couple of good ones?
Sure.
One of the real good Charlie's Angels. Not an original one.
Not an original.
Not original, but a good fill-in.
I can't remember the
Can I just mention them all, and you'll tell me if I'm right or not?
Yes.
Because I'm dreaming right now about Shelley Hack.
No.
I'm dreaming about Cheryl Ladd.
Yes.
Of course it is. Cheryl Ladd, the has-been of has-beens. But really, if you turn her around, still a pretty good log splitter. I'm Dancing with the Stars.
Who are you?
I'm the sun-loving Tom Bergeron.
Here's another one for you. She...
Yeah.
Knows what Elvis's farts smell like.
Oh, Priscilla Presley.
Priscilla Presley. She'll be cutting a rug. And the plastic surgeons have certainly cut on her. Look at her Joker face. I'm Dancing with the Stars. I'm the self-loathing Tom Bergeron.
All right, here's one for you, Buzz.
Okay.
A member of this family passed out on the show.
Passed out on the show.
Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, Osmond. Marie Osmond.
Yes, but pick someone else.
Okay, Donnie.
Don't nice. You wish you were me. He rode in the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile of the Don and Mike show. He's a good guy. He's Donnie Osmond on Dancing with the Stars.
And who are you?
Stop following Tom Bergeron.
Then you have Marla Maples.
Boo.
Christy Yamaguchi.
You mean the figure skater?
Yep. Yeah. Chris Harrison, whoever the hell that is. Mm.
Who is he? Who's Chris Harrison?
Host of The Bachelor.
Ugh, boo. That's scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Monica Seles, former tennis great.
Miss. She barked like a seal when she'd hit her backhand.
And one more, the last rumored star on Dancing with the Stars. Here's your hint, Buzz.
Okay. Corky?
Want to give it a try?
I certainly will. It's not Corky. No. It's the deaf lady we all know as Marley Madeline.
Yes!
That's right. Played with William Hurt in Children of a Lesser God. Hopefully she won't be a lesser dancer. I'm Dancing with the Stars.
Who are you?
I'm the self-loathing Tom Bergeron.
Who do I get to dance with?
How does she do it?
Well,
how is she going to
hear the music?
You had the one-legged woman do it, and I would imagine you do it the same way.
I have an explanation.
At Gallaudet University, I mean, like, you know, they beat the ground to hear vibrations.
Yes.
What we are going to do is surgically implant a vibrating music device in the partner, in her partner's chest, so she'll feel the vibration on Dancing with the Stars.
I'm the self-loathing Tom Bergeron.
That's right.
That's who he is.
Yeah, so let me see.
Well, I won't be watching.
No, nor will I.
I think Christy McNichol. Oh my God.
Who knows?
She
after
was
all
ugly.
These years have passed, who knows what time has done to her?
Impossible that she's good looking.
What woman will she dance with?
Florence Henderson. Uh-huh. Yuck. Cheryl Ladd, like to see that. Uh-huh. Priscilla Presley, except for the Joker mouth sure. and all of the stuff, the nip nip tuck tuck.
I bet Donnie's going to kick ass. I bet Donnie Osmond's going to do well.
He's a great entertainer. Mm-hmm. He can do it all.
He's a triple threat. Acting, singing, dancing, Donny Osmond.
Nice. All right. Now, Wayne, I understand the entire cast elected you to say something. You have something you want to say to Jane?
Yes, on behalf of the entire cast and crew, Jane, we want you to know how very much we love you.
May I say to Donny Osmond, Godspeed.
Did you know he had a 5-year-old kid?
No.
I just read the
Wayne
paper
does?
The Wayne Newton has a 5-year-old kid.
Really?
He was in town. He was in D.C., and he was at some...
Because of the tour.
He was at Cafe Milano, which is the only place anybody goes.
Right.
And he had his kid. They said he had his 5-year-old.
5-year-old.
Is it son or daughter, Robbie?
I think it's a daughter.
It's nice to know after all these years that there's lead in the pencil.
Take that.
I'm very happy to have 5 years ago spread my Newton seed and produced an heir to my wonderful stallions.
Did Jerry ever have a child?
Jerry... I wanted to kill my brother, Jerry Newton.
Hey, what about Johnny Carson?
One time, I walked right into his office, and I said, listen, if you keep that up, I'm going to knock you right on your ass.
The jokes stop here.
The jokes stop right now. I learned karate because I wanted to kill my brother.
Sorry.
Yes,
what,
I don't
Rob,
know. I was looking
Rob,
over it at the big what? Head that came into the view.
Yes,
Wayne,
hi.
What did you eat exclusively to lose weight?
I went on an exclusive diet of Caesar salads just to make sure that I would take my weight off and have to remove this uncomfortable girdle.
You know what? We never got to the Joe thing. No big deal. Get to it another time.
Could I just say I recommend Joe Radio? I think he's a very talented young man. Godspeed to you, Joe Artiger.
When we come back, we'll set up Can You Get to 10? Mm-hmm. And hey, kids, are you ready? We're going to play for the first time ever exclusively using local TV anchor people.
Oh, wow. Wonderful.
Right.
That should be lots of fun. I call Barbara Harris.
It's an incredible local version of Can You Get to 10? Followed immediately by Dancing with the Stars.
And who are,
who are you?
I'm the self-loving Tom Bergeron.
This is the Don and Mike Show.